This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back in July. We're talking no other than Bullfrog Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. They're located about 120 miles northwest of out of Las Vegas. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Dave Beeling. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Everett.
You know, give my listeners, if you would, about a brief background of Bullfrog Gold Corp, where you guys are at and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, Bullfrog Gold was formed in 2011. We actually started trading on the OTCQB markets in October 2011. Initially, we had a strategic land position next to Barrick's property where they produced 2.3 million ounces in the Beatty area. We had a couple of other projects that we since have terminated, so we're focusing on this Bullfrog area. And during the past 3 years in particular, we've picked up a lot of additional properties, leases, purchased some patented claims. We've staked, 111 claims. So we now have the commanding land and the commanding resource position in this Bullfrog area. Here a year ago, we had a 43-101 compliant report completed by Tetra Tech out of Golden, Colorado, and they had estimated about 624,000 ounces of measured and indicated resources within a pit shell that was based on $1,200 an ounce of gold. And the average grade of that resource was 0.7, which is a reasonable grade for heap leaching. And, of course, we've been enthused about the area because Barrick, like I said, produced 2.3 million ounces of gold of relatively high grade. They had both open pit and underground mines, but they shut down upon depletion of the ore at that point in time. But bear in mind, gold was less than $300 an ounce.
Right.
And Barrick was using conventional milling. So we're going to be using heap leaching. And, of course, the current economic situation is more favorable today than it was in 1999. And so, I mean, we've got, we've acquired a lot of lands. We've got some other things that we're doing to enhance the project. So that really brings us up to date now. And for a junior company, we have a solid asset.
So how about provide a summary of recent developments? Where do we go from here? How are we moving forward?
Well, one of the things we did, in fact, I just put a press release out exactly a week ago where we announced a new exploration target. You know, we've got, from Barrick, we acquired their database in this whole area. And we've actually got about 1,262 holes that have 155 miles of drilling on them. And we also acquired their surface sampling assays where they had taken several thousand samples. And here recently, we evaluated all those surface samples and came up with a very interesting target about 1 mile east of the main Bullfrog pit at Barrick Mine. And we know we've got gold on the surface, and yet when you look at the cross-sections through this area, you have this similar geologic and structural environment as you had in the Bullfrog Pit, which was a major deposit. And this particular zone that we've identified, it was drilled too far to the east and too far to the west, and so we see great potential there. I mean, drilling these things out, you know, you can drill them and you may not get what you desire, but on the other hand, you could pick up some significant mineralization. So we're real enthused about the surface sampling and the identification of this new target. Another thing we did early this year, we took a 1,800-pound bulk sample out of the Bullfrog pit and ran metallurgical tests using a technology or equipment called high-pressure grinding rolls. And what this equipment does, it allows you to get a finer size, and it also produces a lot more microfractures in the product, which both of which are favorable for heat bleaching. We got the results back on that test. I announced that in the press release. And that's very encouraging. I mean, we definitely have to do more sampling and more testing to fully document what we can get as an average recovery on our current resources. But I'm strongly encouraged with what we've seen so far. So we will be taking more samples. I just got that information here a couple of weeks ago and disclosed that in a press release here on August 21st. So that's been an exciting development. We also have identified an area that has a deeper potential. It's not on my high priority list for drilling, but nonetheless, it's a target. There is multi-gram gold beneath the Bullfrog Pit. It's a couple thousand feet deep. And it is encouraging. In fact, we've also staked some more claims to cover that area. So we've got some exciting exploration targets. Plus, we also had several proposed drill holes in and around the pits that Barrick had mined. And some of the outlying targets, several of which Barrick drilled, but they weren't totally closed off. So, you know, we believe we have a mine. Plus, we have exploration upside. So those are the recent developments.
You've been listening to David Beeling. He is the CEO of Bullfrog Gold Corp, trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. Let me ask you this. People listening to this interview, David, why should they go out there and buy your stock? And my second question is, what should they take away from this interview?
Well, the compelling reason for investors to look at Bullfrog Gold is, you know, we've got a solid asset, and the fact of the matter is we're undervalued compared to nearly all of our peer companies. I mean, we're currently trading a market cap of about $16, $17 an ounce of gold in the ground, and I'm talking about measured and indicated resources. Several other companies are trading well over $100 an ounce. So, I mean, there's where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is a compelling investment story, and I think investors should look at us and make a determination or call, or if they want to have further information on it. But that's the real driver on why somebody should look into Bullfrog Gold as an investment.
And what should they take away from this interview?
Well, I think we've got, like I say, we certainly have the enthusiasm and drive and experiences. I've been in this business for 54 years. The other two directors, we've known each other for over a quarter of a century. So you've got the hard assets, you've got the personnel, you've got the nucleus of everything, really, to make this thing a success story. And so that's what I think people should take away from this discussion here.
Bullfrog Gold Corp, the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. David, I want to thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. For my listeners, if you're looking to get invested in a gold company, take a look at Bullfrog, trading at around 7.5 cents. David, thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on very soon, and it's always a pleasure to have you on.
All right. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.